What was beautiful this morning was that we got a chance to make a commitment, and for some of you got to make it publicly, but a commitment already written down has more meaning than a commitment only said. So when you write it down, for the subconscious mind, it's real. If it's just words, it's one part. So I would encourage you to write down. And actually what has been discovered is that there's a difference between typing and writing. So for the subconscious mind, writing is more powerful than typing. I do not know exactly why, but it's just that research shows. Also, research shows that they did a research with, I think it was Harvard students who were graduating, and they followed them for many years. And what they discovered is that the students who had written down goals were, I can say the percentage, but let's put it at least 4 to 5 times more successful than those who didn't write down their goals. So that's very important. And when we spoke about vision board today, that's another way. So writing is one way, creating a board with beautiful images that for you represent what you want to achieve. I've never seen anything more powerful than that so far. So those are a few things that also work in the quantum field. Write down what you want. We even recommend you to keep a journal. Joy and I both keep journals. We read books so we keep our minds open to new ideas. We learn from many other teachers, and then we learn from other teachers up there. So we are learning machines. And for you being here, you're honoring that part of that as well. So you made an investment in time, money, energy, travel to be here. Actually, the most important part begins when you leave here, okay? You showed up, which is great, but now in your own life, you need to show up. And we will give you the exact formula how to make that so powerful that even if we never see you again, we can be sure that your life will change. And if you ask me, of course, there's so much more. We would like to really train you. We're looking for, how to say this, ambassadors of light. Actually, messengers. Joy and I have seen parts of the future. And we have not reached the worst part yet of where we are going to go. The world will get worse first before it gets better. That's not my wish. It's not something that I want. It's something I'm praying or not to happen. But humanity always gets stronger through crisis. And right now where we are is we are still comfortable, isn't it? We're in a kind of a comfort zone. A lot of us did not experience in that way that together we go through a crisis. We see a lot of crisis happening in different countries, calamities, all those kind of things. But there's a prediction that we all will go through the crisis for all of us to get out stronger. And there are many reasons for that. The crisis is not an accident. The crisis is created to destroy the structure that we have right now. The structure that we have right now is not a good structure because the wealthiest get wealthier, and it's not being divided in a way that is appropriate for this nation, for this planet. And a lot of the wealthiest are taking at high cost of the planet. It's not that they're robbing from people. It is more that a lot of them do not have a consciousness of inclusion. It is the greed of the ego is dominating this plan, and that needs to change. So those are some of the things that I want to share with you.